Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. You know, summer is coming, the sun is shining, shirts are off, and your balls are smooth. You heard me right. Your friends at Manscaped, they're here to make sure that your beach balls are as smooth as the Floridian sand, my friends. In the summertime, you know, you want to kill some cold beers and some barbecues, not kill the vibe with your pubes peeking out of your swim trunks. That's why Manscaped has their Performance Package 4.0. That's to keep the party in your pants, my friend, looking crisp and refreshing all summer long. 4 million men have trusted Manscaped. Why shouldn't you? It all starts and stops by going to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping if you use my promo code Bubba. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything that you need to prepare for that summer bod. Inside this package, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, Performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold it all, my friends. You want to take your grooming game even further? Take a look at the Manscaped Shears 2.0. In that package, it has everything that you need to look pristine. Nail cutters, tweezers, grooming scissors. Go to manscaped.com and go crazy. They got everything you potentially possibly could need. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. This is the summer to turn your package into the full package, my friend, and it all starts and stops at Manscaped. Listen, I have had my Manscaped stuff now for about a year. I don't know what I would do without it. As a matter of fact, I've now got all my co-hosts on the Manscaped deal. All the male co-hosts on my show have almost everything Manscaped offers. Why wouldn't you? Reduce the risk of ingrown hairs. You reduce the risk of grooming accidents. Again, all of this craziness starts and stops at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba for 20% off. Are we live? I think we are.
I think we are.
I think we're ready to go.
Yes, we're live.
Hello, Lummy.
Hi, Bubba.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing good. I'm clicking on Facebook here. You know I'm a Facebook guy.
Yep.
You're a dual guy. You gotta pay attention to both.
193 on YouTube.
You know, of course, our Venmo, our Cash, and our PayPal are wide open during these shows. And they're both at the Bubba Army. I'll try to keep up on them the best that I can. Anna, you still there?
Yes.
Matthew Hoxie from my Charleston guy who's making his way to BARP. My latest on my, I think on my, I think Matthew Hoxie is a Venmo guy. I really do. Blitz, I like this, but I don't.
Yeah, you have to print me out a list of who all's got what in so we can add it to the totals.
Yeah, yeah. I'll show you. I'll give you the login and the back end to all of that, and you can it literally like by name. It's pretty. They got a pretty.
Okay.
They got a pretty good,
yeah, good
user friendly dashboard. So you can type in Matthew Hoxie, and it'll go.
Cool.
And yeah, I'll be keeping up on that. But this new Coke stuff that you did, the Starlight deal, man, I wouldn't. If I was going to drink, you know, 48 grams of sugar, I'd just give me a regular Coke.
Well, sure.
Than this thing.
I agree.
You said they have a zero one, Blitz, or a diet
they
one?
They do. They have a zero. They have a zero.
But
it's going to be the same flavor, just zero.
But that zero game, so to speak, because, you know, everybody's got a zero deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the stuff that they're putting in it, is it worse for you than sugar?
Probably.
I wouldn't say worse than sugar, but
it's not.
Well, it's a bunch of chemicals.
The Pepsi it's not one, good for you. Doesn't the Pepsi one have ginseng? I think that one's better than Coke Zero anyhow.
I totally agree.
The Pepsi one.
Yeah.
Pepsi Zero is decent.
Yeah.
Coke Zero is not good. I'm not a big Coke
thing. I'm a big Coke guy. And I ain't talking about cocaine. I've only tried cocaine once in my life, and it wasn't under my own, you know. Virgil Watts from Indiana State gave me a gummer, had cocaine on his hand, and he went, "Here, you ever tried cocaine?" I went, "No." And he was like, "Put it all over my gums." I was like, "Oh my God, I feel like I'm at the dentist. I don't like it. Why would you want that in your nose?" He's like, "Oh, it may just make your gums numb, but man, I was like, uh-uh. Hell, I didn't even try weed till I was 46. I'm way behind the times.
You're catching up.
Yeah, well, yeah, I am. I am.
Playing catch up.
I am catching up, very much so. So speaking of the dentist, you know, when you go to the dentist, like, you're just your local dentist. About, if you really need any really specialized work, like a root canal or like something extracted, they usually send you to a specialist. Either an oral surgeon for like a major extraction. Remember back in the day when your local dentist would do it all? He'd pull that tooth out.
Yep.
They don't even like to pull teeth now, regular dentists.
Really?
So Blitz, I had this. Well,
what do they do?
Well, if you have like a impaction or something like that, they'll send you to a local, like an oral surgeon.
Hmm.
Like if you have a tooth that's kind of hanging out and they can see it, he might get the pliers and get it out. But if it's impacted, they usually we'll send you to an oral surgeon. Same with root canals. The average dentist usually will send you to a root canal specialist. My guy, Dr. McSherry, which, by the way, Anna, I got
to
get you all signed up for him. He's the best guy in the world ever. I've been his patient for 25-plus years.
That says a lot.
He's just straight money. I don't know if my sister goes. I know Tom Bean and Regina go there. A bunch of my friends go there.
He said he's in St. Pete, right?
He's in St. Pete off of 22nd Avenue and 49th. Like as you're going to the, you know, you take 275 to 22nd, like you're going to the mall.
Uh-huh.
At 49th, make a left, and he's the second office on the left-hand side. Can't miss it.
Perfect.
Wendy works the front desk. There's this cute little chick that works the billing. And then Dr. McSherry and Paige and his lovely, and of course, Dr. McSherry's lovely wife. Is the head hygienist. It's just the best. So yesterday, man, Blitz, they have gotten the technology they've gotten in dentistry. Like when they do x-rays now, I don't know if you guys have witnessed it or not, they put this little thing in your mouth, and then they got this gun that looks like something, like a radar gun that a cop would have.
Yeah, and they shoot all around
and
it.
And they just put up to your mouth, bam, no big deal, bam. Remember back in the day you had to have these teeth wing.
It had a special room.
Yeah. And they put this big vest on you.
The person leaves the room.
Yeah, and then they had to put this big Star Wars tube on you.
Mm-hmm.
Now they just go. Well, I had my rear molar completely cracked down the middle. And it had been bugging me for a while, but I'm not like Anna, who, you know, just gags on a beverage that she doesn't like. I'm pretty industrial strength. I wonder what the opposite of a hypochondriac is. Like, literally, it has to be fucking falling off of me and cause me great deal of pain for me to go to the doctor.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. Although, I've been more proactive as I get older. Like, you know, I get my blood work. Like, I'm going in today to get a full blood
panel.
Full blood panel.
I was actually going to text Dan about that last night because now that I'm, you know, of my age, yeah, you know, I need to get a baseline of where I'm at in terms of
really
hormones
do.
And
estrogen,
triglycerides, all that stuff.
All of that, yeah. Estrogen, you know, all of that, and then based on what your levels are, make little, you know, in stream adjustments. So that you can get, you know, I know where my testosterone level, like,
because I feel like I've been really tired all the time lately, and I'm like, I wonder if that has anything to do with, you know, my hormones maybe a little out of whack.
Probably. I have my prescription that I take. Iron deficiency, anemia, unspecified, testicular hypofunction, obesity, unspecified, other fatigue, sleep apnea unspecified, insomnia, anxiety disorder, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, predominantly inattentive type, all sexual transmission. I guess that means.
So then it is STD, yeah.
They're checking me for everything.
Yeah, good.
So, which I do twice a month, I do twice a year. And then the reason why I get this done, Blitz, is because some of the medications I have, the doctors just don't like to write unless they got a full blood panel on.
Sure.
And so I always include the hepatitis and all that deal, too, because I have health insurance. So I just say, lay it on there. I'm going to test for everything.
There you go.
I got the AIDS. I got the herpes. I got the gono. Boom. And Anna, I could be like, hey, Anna, look.
Yep, you got it all.
Let's go smash.
A little high on the cholesterol, but man, I negative on the gono, negative on the herpes. Boom, right here, my full blood panel. And by the way, twice a year.
Nice.
Twice a year. Well, it's not because I want to. It's because I have to. Because in order to some of the stuff that I take for my sleep meds and stuff, they have to have. This just covers the doctor's ass in case I die in the middle of the night. They're like, oh.
Well, we knew about X, Y, and Z.
Or like, he must have, taken more than prescribed.
Right.
It's what it really is. But I'm going in for that today. I do it twice a year. Anna, you should do the same, for real. You could get a baseline level on your estrogen. You could get a baseline level.
I need a baseline for everything. I've never gotten a blood work done.
How about you? Have you ever had any baseline?
Yeah.
Like your test and, you know, all of that stuff. Lummy,
yeah,
you're getting
SHBG, all that.
Lummy, you're getting to the 8 cholesterol,
yeah,
all good and bad, liver functions, like
I had it done a couple months ago.
Yeah, Lummy's liver does not function.
Yeah. And then I was
liver
gonna ask
function
you,
off. Off. Yeah.
It's
off.
Yeah, no, it doesn't come up, it's off. It doesn't work.
It's off.
Liver function cirrhosis.
Well, I was gonna ask you about the crown because I'm getting one today, my first one.
All right,
is
so
it bad now?
No, let me tell you.
All right.
Buddy.
Thank you.
Somebody, I think the merge crick or somebody told me that you had all this anxiety over getting a crown. It is not a big deal at all, buddy.
Oh, everyone from back in the would tell me how bad it is now.
Are you getting a root canal or a crown?
Just a crown.
Oh, right. That's nothing.
Oh, people tell me it's bad. Or,
here's what they do, Lummy.
It's not.
You get a crown usually when your tooth has been broken around it, okay?
Yep, that's mine.
And so what they do is they take the first of all, he numbs you up. The worst part of it is just the little prick inside your gum.
But they put on numbing gel before that.
Yeah. Dr. McSherry puts on this cherry gel that I literally would eat normally. Like, it tastes so damn good. And he puts it in the spot. He's going to do a little injection. And then Dr. McSherry squeezes his lip a little bit to get the medicine in there. You know, kind of squeezes it. And it kind of causes you a little distraction, too, while you're squeezing it. And then he gets his lip. Now, the syringe that dentists use, that looks medieval as fuck.
But don't open your eyes.
Well, I'm just saying. But it's just the dispenser that they put the medicine in. They use the same dispenser. Like, you know.
Oh, I close my
eyes.
The
big metal looking thing.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like motherfucker Dr. Evil. But
yeah, but the needle isn't that big.
No, it's like, it's you know what? Blitz, you know how I'm into that shit. It's 27 gauge.
Yeah,
I
asked small, him. Yeah.
It's a little bit larger than an insulin needle. Like, teeny tiny. And they put a little of this, like, strawberry or grape numbing gel on the area.
Topical cream.
Yep, topical cream. They give that, like, 3-4 minutes set up. Then he'll shoot you with this, this little numbing stuff. Mm-hmm. You can't even feel it.
Right.
You literally can't
You can feel that moving around your mouth, but you can't feel, like, a needle or anything.
Oh, yeah.
Is this what the needle looks like? I sent you a picture.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Hold on. By the way,
that looks a little nervous.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it looks like.
It looks bad, but it's not.
It looks way bad, but it's not a big deal at all.
You won't, like, literally, if you put the numbing gel, you won't feel it at all.
Everyone I've talked to about, if they've had a crown in the past, have said it's like one of the worst things.
Hold on.
Even I've gotten a crown, and it's fine.
Hold on.
And it's
Blitz, I'm going to open my mouth up. I want you to do a kind of, because you're a cameraman. Maybe you can do it inside my mouth. Lummy, I've done a lot of crowns.
Turn on the mouth cam.
Then, man, people are just assholes.
They're just trying to freak you out.
Hold on.
There's the mouth cam.
Oh, my Lord.
Well, get up in there, big
pamper. That's a mouth cam.
Big pompa.
It looks like you're trying to eat.
So anyway. Lummy. Yeah. I've had, and I am an ice chewer. Mm-hmm. And plus, there's a lot of mileage on my teeth, and so I started out with fillings younger.
Yep.
And then a lot of times you'll crack a filling.
That's what happened.
Okay. And so what they got to do is they got to crown it. So what they do is he digs out the filling first of all. Now you're numb. You won't feel any. You won't feel me shaving you aggressively, pulling your beard hair. Hurts more than what you're going to go through today.
Yeah, that's it's nothing.
Whoever's fucking with you is just straight
is an asshole.
Yes.
And plus, Lummy, if you take like 10 milligrams of Valium before you go in there, you're straight.
And plus, if you're drunk, like, you know.
Yeah, don't do both, though.
With the Xanax kicker.
Yeah, don't.
Are you going to take a Xanax?
Maybe.
Yeah. How much?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. Because I'm a little nervous. My friends have told me that it's like bad. Like you hear the drilling.
Hear all that, but it's not.
Plug up your ears.
Because you hear gunfire, does that make you afraid of guns?
No.
Well, maybe if it's
well, you're pretty close. If Blitz was shooting,
somebody's calling me, and I just don't have time for calls. Hello.
Hello. Yes, Miss Lee, it's Anna, please.
Go ahead. She's right here. Let me transfer you over to the Anna division. Anna speaking.
Oh, hi. This is the Anna division. This is Anna speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Anna. Real John from Naples checking in. Yippee-yo.
Hi, yippee-yo. What's going on?
Well, ever since the great COVID caper of 22, I too have kind of felt a little more lethargic than normal. So I don't think it's your age or whatnot. I think that thing got us at 80% at best.
Are you suggesting this is a long-term COVID deal? Why I'm feeling
fatigued? I am. I kind of am.
She's unvaccinated, though, so there goes your theory. Only the people with vaccinations are having complications. The people that wrote it out and beat it naturally normally have nothing to worry about.
No, I'm unvaxxed as well.
You're fucked up in the head, buddy. If you're Bubba Army, you're fucked up in the head. Come on, John from Naples. You know that. Quit trying to just hear yourself on the air with stupid shit, please.
We're talking about Lummy taking Xanax, buddy.
Gotta go.
Yeah, back to that.
You should know.
Lummy, how much Xanax are you going to take?
I don't know, whatever. What's it, a bar?
Let me take.
No, whoa!
No. Oh, no. Okay, never mind.
Going to the moon? What the fuck?
Yes, sir.
Lummy.
Yes, sir.
First of all, bars are actually quite rare. They're 2 milligrams and they're pretty rare. Okay.
Yes, bars are hard to find.
And if you can, Blitz, I want you to shut the fuck up right now because I'm going to make a statement on behalf of both of us.
Okay.
If you can find some bars, can you alert me and Chris immediately?
Yes, sir.
Because we will rob them at gunpoint.
Yeah. Me first.
No bar then. Okay.
But bars are so good.
If you got a bar, Lummy, the most I would take
is a quarter.
Half.
I don't know. He might be slobbering before the doctor even makes you slobber.
I hope so.
Lummy, here's the deal. Take a quarter. Take a .5.
Okay.
Okay. Like one of those little footballs.
Yep.
Like one of those little pink footballs that Ashley's carrying around and plops in your mouth when you're fucking having anxiety. Okay?
Exactly, yeah.
Take one of those. What time is your crown?
1 o'clock.
All right, take it at 12.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, what they're going to do, Lummy, is they're going to lay a little fucking numbing gel down. They're going to take a needle like this, which looks far worse than it really is.
It does.
Lummy, as soon as he thinking about maybe shooting you up, just close your eyes. Keep your mouth open. Close your eyes. Nah. He's going to wiggle it around.
You can kind of like feel it in your jaw, but not like it doesn't hurt or anything.
Let me literally.
There's no pain.
The way I shave you aggressively.
Yeah. It's way worse.
Will you bleed?
Yes.
Yeah, it's way worse.
More.
Well, that makes me feel way better.
Let
me,
would I bullshit
Lummy,
you?
No, not
bad.
At all. Lummy,
it's not bad and it's coming from me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Lummy, I hate the dentist. Crowns aren't that bad.
Okay. So, what they do is, and then they take this, he takes one of his little fucking tools, and they cut around, they take the tooth out. They just,
they like saw into your tooth.
Well, no, they like kind of grind off the bad part of the tooth, the grind out the filling, and then the tooth, they create your tooth, the good part of your tooth, they make a post out of. So basically, they just kind of take your tooth and whittle it on down to a real solid base.
Okay.
Okay? And then what they do is, and the temporary crown game has gotten so good that they do the, that's what the dentist will do. He'll do the getting the post. And then his assistant will have like this little caulking gun. It looks like a fucking caulking gun.
Yeah.
And
now, are you getting the permanent crown today?
Yes.
Okay, because a lot of places now make them right on site.
Oh, hold on now. Yeah. So you're getting the permanent crown.
Yeah.
The reason why I don't blitz is because I get gold and I have to send it out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a gold guy. Not because I'm a gold guy, but because of the durability.
Okay.
I mean, you can't break gold. Like, I've never broke a gold. They're way more expensive. They're about double the amount.
Whew.
But they don't. I'll never. I mean.
About $2,000 for the crown?
When I die, it'll be
it's
in my
in urn.
It's going in the urn.
ping.
Blitz, when I die, I should actually have a will as to who gets. I mean, I don't know how many gold pieces I have in my mouth. Probably 6.
Oh, I mean, I was planning on taking them out of the urn and then just putting some ball bearings in there.
I probably have 12. I probably got $12,000 in gold crowns.
In your mouth alone.
I probably got 6. I probably got 4 to 6 gold crowns. Two lower, one upper, and I don't know. At $2,000, $3,000, because they're real gold.
Mm-hmm.
They're real gold.
Yeah, I'm gonna take them out of the urn, put ball bearings in there. That way, when people shake it up, I go, "Oh, those are his teeth."
But why do that when I just you know audibly right now tell you I'm giving you my crowns.
Thank you.
All of them.
See? Well, maybe I'll give Anna one.
No, you should put them all in the urn.
All right. So anyway,
stealing.
Is it true that I only got 32 motherfuckers on Facebook?
Yeah, well, Facebook looks like it's having problems with the video.
Yeah, it keeps like freezing or something. Yeah.
Fuck Facebook. Usually I'm running $1.50 over there.
Yeah, right now on YouTube, $4.76.
Yeah, I see the Facebook thing. It keeps like disconnecting.
Yeah, and chat, and like there hasn't been really anyone chatting.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck, Chuck? Get back over to my Facebook. More importantly, follow me over there. I'm real close to 118. So Lummy, the doc, he you know, takes this machine and he takes out the fucking filling and all the bad shit that's broken, and he creates a big post, and then they literally build the impression like out of putty.
Oh.
Out of this like this, it's like putty. And they shoot it in there, they have you bite down, they do a template of your bite. And what most people don't know is that when you do a crown, they have to do the upper too. Or like, let's say I went in yesterday for a lower crown, but my guy, you know, can't build them there because he sends them out to the gold deal. So, but a lot of people don't realize is when they do the impressions, they do the impression of the opposite side so that your teeth match. So like if you got a lower crown, Blitz, they also do an upper impression to make sure that lower crown fits perfect. You know, like
yeah, these like a bite impression.
Yeah, so you're not biting. It's like, oh shit, I'm a little high here.
Yeah,
and I ain't talking about weed. I'm talking about my fucking dental. So Lummy, it is going to be a fucking absolute walk in the park.
How are you scared of that when you got staples in your esophagus and you're fine,
Lummy?
Or are you freaking out then,
Lummy?
Too?
You have nothing to worry about, buddy.
Okay,
like,
perfect.
Like it is. Because, hey, if it
take this Xanax, though.
Lummy, but if I was, I mean, I would be like, fucking Lummy, I'd love to rip the shit out of you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's not bad, Lummy. Yeah. You'll be fine.
I mean, I'd love to say, oh, fuck.
It sucks having to go through it and do it and all that, but, like, you're fine.
I just refreshed my Facebook, and there's one person on it, me.
I just refreshed the stream, so it should be better now.
All right, yeah, we kicked everybody off. Now we're coming back.
Plus, so, the best part is when you do your sports show later, you'll be all numbed up.
Yeah.
It won't be that bad, Lummy. It'll feel a little thick, but it'll be all right.
Okay, no problem.
Hello. And just basically lay off like, you know, any hard candy, milk duds, and shit side for about 2 days.
So if you guys want to see Lummy talking with a fat lip, 4 p.m. today.
Hello.
YouTube, Facebook.
Hey, Bubba, it's Alan.
Hey, Alan from Cincinnati. How are you, my friend?
Good.
Appreciate some of the private conversations we've been having, but let's not, you know, even allude to what those are, please.
No.
Got some
tit
shots.
Good conversation with
that
person yesterday. So,
yeah.
What did he say? I wish.
He said, "I wish I had some tit shots," and I'm like, "I kind of wish, you know." But we're over that. I've asked you enough, and you've said no enough I feel like a creepo every time I ask for. Pick shots of your wife. It's like, no. So now I feel like almost like a creepo for asking, so I don't even ask. We're just taking care of
it. I think him and K-Man had some kind of K-5 thing going on where he actually didn't get them sent, and they're like, K-Man's like, oh, I deleted them, and it's a whole...
Whatever.
Yeah.
Bunch
You'd be
bullshit.
One hell of a poker player, Bubba.
What else you got for me, buddy?
Nothing. I like where you're at with the concrete thing. I think there's some good nuggets in there for what we're working on.
I do, too. And I think, and you know, the guy said that a lot of production companies watch his particular podcast, and half of the people that have appeared on his content have been these production companies reach out and want to, you know, tell their story. So I think we're ahead of the game a little bit.
Yeah, we're way ahead of the game on that. And you'll have it before I leave next month. So,
all right, buddy. Anything else?
Yeah.
Tell your hot wife I said hi, because she is hot. Hot and she's a doctor. I mean, does it get any better than that? She's hot, she's a doctor, Blitz, and she makes about $500,000-$600,000 a year. I mean, does it get any better than that? And she's
Anna, she's in the tribe, Anna.
And she's in the tribe, and she lets Alan just fuck around with go-karts and, you know, raise the kids all day. What the fuck?
Hey, did you when you guys were at Red Rocks, did you try the did you see the signs when you go down? Because we were there. I've been there for concerts. It's awesome. But it literally, they have signs that say, like, you know, you got it. Only 1,000 more steps to the top, and you're like breathing heavy. I mean, it is it's a tough climb.
Yeah, I'd have to stop, you know, probably at 300 steps, 600, 900.
It's the last one at the top says 29 more to go. Then they have a pulse meter at the top to check your pulse.
Yeah,
I don't want to touch it.
With a first aid thing right next to it.
I'd have the merch crick go get, you know, somebody from, you know, maybe see if we can pull the car up close or something like that. I'd whip out a cane and a handicap sticker that you made for me. That's what I would do.
You still got to walk up the stairs.
For a concert, it's awesome to see a show there because it's kind of wide open. Nobody cares what their seat number is. I mean, you'd be sitting up top, and then all of a sudden you could walk down to the front row. I mean, it's kind of just like a wide open.
Yeah. Until you're the guy that's supposed to be in the front row, and you got some guy in the last row trying to fucking take your front row seat. I'm like, get the fuck back here, buddy. I paid $8.50 for this seat, and you paid $39.62 for your general admission. Get the fuck out of the VIP room. And you get some guy big as fuck Blitz to get him out of there. The fuck out of here.
Or some
gypsy
guy with a Ferrari hat telling you to sit down.
True. All right, Alan, I gotta go.
Yeah.
All right, later.
Bye.
So Lummy, I got a temporary crown yesterday. No big deal. I gotta go back. You know, my whole life is my calendar. You know that.
Yes. Yep.
Let me see.
By the way, Rick, Lummy, you're gonna bring him the keys, the wheel key, right?
Oh, yeah, Bubba's going to get it for me.
Okay, because Rick's in the chat room asking about it.
Yeah, Rick, I'll get it to you.
Yeah,
so,
jumping off
let me see. Quest Diagnostics today, 11:40. Bubba, $199 on Friday.
Yep, on his birthday show.
Okay. The Merch Crick Sons got like a architectural open house kind of deal I got to do on Saturday.
Nice.
Lummy, you also have a pool party that I'm going to try to hit, but I cannot necessarily lock into it. Now, if I got there like at 3, would that be too late?
No, it shouldn't be too late.
Well, that means it's too late.
It starts at 10.
No, it starts at 1.
It's on the thing.
Maybe because you're on Pacific time on your Facebook.
Hold on. If it starts at 1, man, 3 should get
me
right up in the cut.
That's what I'm saying. 3 should be fine.
I might make it. And then next Wednesday, Blitz, is my doctor's appointment. The doctor that's going to analyze my blood today is next week, next Wednesday.
Okay.
Then I got Danny Jones on the 19th. Then I'll be in Ocala the 20-21, 27-28. Then I got Dr. McSherry, who puts on my real crown, the gold one, on the 26th. And then we're off on the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my calendar.
Oh, that's
and I'm sticking by it.
Memorial Day.
Yes, it is.
Do you guys have any Memorial Day plans?
No, not yet. Do you, Blitz? Uh-oh.
Hold on. Anna, do you know what that might have been?
What?
That might have been, I do, but it wasn't including you.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like to me, too.
Memorial Day is usually fireworks, and you might want to be, maybe he wants an Anna-less Memorial Day.
I understand. Trust me, I get it.
Do you?
Yeah, I asked him a few times. I'm like, are you sick of me yet on the trip?
What do you say?
Well, he like will make a joke about it. He'll be like, I am, but it's great. And I'm like, I know what that means.
That's just passive aggressive bullshit. You know, you don't even really know.
I don't know exactly. Sometimes I can't tell with his sarcasm.
Right.
If he really wants to.
A couple of things that I did. First of all, Blitz, I went on a 25-mile bike ride yesterday.
That's awesome. That's
25 miles?
25 miles. Oh. Which is pretty fucking cool. Now, it's an e-bike, but you have to understand this. I didn't just not pedal and hit the gas ever during the entire... It took me like, let me see, I left at 3... I think I left at 3:30 and I got back at 5.
And you said you kept it on like 1 the whole time?
The entire time.
Yeah, because I said on that bike on 1, you get like 85 miles range.
Well, not when you're 288 pounds.
It says up to 330 pounds.
Were you on pills?
Don't worry about what the fuck I was on.
Yeah.
When did he not?
I'm just saying, how did you not fall asleep?
Hold on. On one blitz, it says how long?
Like 80 miles.
80?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I think I went 30. But here's the thing, deal. Blitz, when I was coming back, I would flip over to 2.
Okay.
And 3 a little bit.
Sure.
For like 15, 20 seconds. And then I'd go back down to 1. And it'd give me my bars. But if I just kept it at 1 the entire time. Now, the first time I went, I was up to 5 and 4 and fucking around.
Of course.
But now, the entire way to the, you know, across the Courtney Campbell, I was 1. I never deviated from 1 ever. In fact, Blitz, when I was going downhill, I put it on 0.
Sure.
And let it coast.
Yeah.
Which I got to think that might. Now, does it build up the electric or it just completely really saves it?
Yeah, it does not charge.
Does not charge.
No, it does not do regen braking.
Okay. But it's not doing nothing to the battery when you do that.
Right.
And you can get pretty good distance.
Mm-hmm.
So on the way back, like when I got by like that last stoplight where that hotel is and that, you know, that kind of wilderness part of it,
Is that the Frisbee course or?
No. Blitz and I are talking about the trail that goes across the Courtney Campbell Causeway.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So, Blitz, you know, there's that hotel right there on your left when you first start. Well, you know how they have that kind of that little, kind of a narrow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there, I flipped over to 2 to get some speed going.
Sure.
And then I would go back down to 1 and it'd give me another bar. And then I'd go back down to number 2 and it'd take a bar away. Then so I could have probably gotten 50 or 60 miles out of it, I bet.
Yeah, like when I took it out that one day.
You didn't take the big boy, the new big boy.
No, I took the other one.
You took the little boy.
Yeah, and I kept that one on like most of the time on like 4. Like 3 or 4.
Oh, really?
And it made it. I went to the golf course and all that first.
That one's got a far better battery than this one.
It shouldn't.
And I don't know if it has to do with the fact that the tires are smaller and it's not as big. I don't know. But I ain't gonna be caught dead on that little one. I gotta ride the big boy one.
Yeah.
And in fact, I like to make a rule, Blitz, that if you and Anna go, she has to ride the little ones too, because I got it set up for a girl.
Okay.
It's set up for, you know, the merge crick, which is about the same height as you, Anna, I think.
I'm a little taller, but yeah.
But it's an adjustable seat.
Mm-hmm.
You can adjust the seat accordingly, but let's guys stay on the big boy bike and girls get on the little bike.
Okay.
So I'm going to be here for a while today. Can I take the new one out just around the block a couple times?
Yeah, yeah. As long as you have it back and plug, because I'm taking it out. I'm taking it out about 3:30.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to go around the block a few times to try it out.
Yeah,
I'm
no
not going to go anywhere with it.
Absolutely. Okay. Just plug it back in. I'm sure it'll rejuve by then.
Okay.
No problem.
Thank you.
No problem. No, thank you.
Maria Barra, cloud 200 stars. Twinkle, twinkle.
So, let me. I got my dentist shit done yesterday. It's not a big deal. You'll be like Johnny Walker. Are you doing a sports show tonight?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Please. You'll be fine.
Perfect.
One thing that I did do during our break is I made 2 pieces of abstract art.
Nice.
And I do think that one of these, is it this one? These might be my 2 best pieces.
I think the other one was your favorite out of the 2.
These might be my 2 best pieces ever, and these could be $1,000. These could be $1,000 ones right here. I'm just telling you. When we do the art gallery for BARP.
When the Antiques Roadshow comes back into town, you should take it up there and have them appraise it.
Well, shut the fuck up.
I'm serious.
Is it downtown St. Pete?
I don't know.
How does this one look like? How does this look like?
It looks really good. I like it. The glossy finish is nice.
Wow, that looks really good. I like the green.
You like that?
Yeah.
That might be my second piece. And Blitch, as you can see, I now sign them differently.
Mm-hmm.
It's Bubba 522. I just signed the month. You know, there's three different eras of Bubba's signature.
Yep.
They're going to be collector's item when I finally die. Soon.
Hopefully in 30 years.
Now here, this next piece. I truly might think is my best piece ever.
Oh.
Let's see.
No, true. Like, for real. Like, I ain't fucking with you. This piece here is beautiful. It's on a... I think this... Let me see where my signature... There it is.
Ooh.
This might be...
That one pops more.
This one might be my best piece ever. Let me see if you guys can see this or not. How's it look on camera?
Amazing.
The one of the... Like, the colors at the top look like a macaw flying through the air.
Oh.
Anna, you're a critic.
I like it. I like it. It almost looks like a neon green with the yellow and the green when they touch. Mm-hmm.
This might be...
It really illuminates it.
Really might be my best piece ever. If you want to see him in real life, hold on.
You really nailed it, Bubba.
There's that one.
Creeping Lummy over there.
That's one of the best paintings I've ever seen.
It's very impressionist of you. It's like a Claude Monet.
Yeah, there you go. I was going to say that. And here's the other one.
Oh yeah, I like the other one better.
Yeah, that one's really good, Cuzzy.
Mommy, quit fucking ripping me.
He already took the Xanax.
Yeah.
Half far.
We are having major problems with Facebook, are we not?
Did it mess up again? It said the stream is fine on this end now.
Fine.
On,
I'm fine.
It's good on tubes.
When a stream tells you you're fine, it's just like a bitch telling you they're fine.
Mark Gaynock, 500 stars. He likes the artwork.
Oh, they're beautiful. They're beautiful. Blitch, do you think I do an art gallery during BARP? Do you think
Why
I
not?
Do that? I mean, do you think I do that or what? Or do I, what do I do? Do I sell them online? Do I not sell them at all? I need some help. Mm. I need you guys are my co-hosts. You guys, and Lummy, like, don't give me a Stockholm answer.
I think you should do is on maybe some of the ones you don't really like around here. Maybe you list them on Bubba Army merch.
And then it would be the ones on Bubba Army merch. People would insinuate that they're shitty. Right. I ain't doing that.
I think the one that you like the least, you should give to Lummy.
You're such a dick.
I'm serious. You said you wanted one.
I do want one.
All right. Well, listen.
Thank you, Blitz.
I need you guys to help me here and quit being a bunch of fuckers.
I do think that the art things aren't BARP. I think that's a really good
idea. That's your suggestion. Yes. I want Anna's suggestion, then I want Blitz's suggestion.
I don't want BARP.
And I don't want any smart asses. I just want you to help me out here. Anna, over to you.
I like the auction at BARP.
Silent auction or, you know, like...
I kind of like the not silent auction, the loud auction. Oh, 25 over here, 35 over there.
It takes too long.
Can we just do one of those?
And it puts too much pressure on people.
Okay. Then a silent
And
auction.
It makes it more spect... Blitz, what's... Thank you, Anna, for your suggestion. Blitz, what's your suggestion?
You definitely need to have a gallery.
All right.
And maybe you pick, like, one special one and do a live auction on just the one.
All right, so we're going to have to agree, but on what my best piece is. But isn't that the eye of the beholder in itself?
No, it's the eye of the artist.
Yeah.
Oh. So I pick out what I think is my best piece.
Mm-hmm. Or you maybe you commission a special one just for that.
Ooh,
that
yeah.
That you haven't even made yet.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, like maybe a month out, like in December. November, like Thanksgiving,
yep.
I put together a special.
Maybe you kind of video a little bit of how you make that one.
Could be a masterpiece, could be a load of shit.
And I mean, Hall of Famer Iggy McGillicuddy's super excited. He's been trying to get one for 3 years, so maybe he'll buy one at BARP.
Probably owe him one, but I can't say that because anytime I say that, then people expect.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate how you're diversifying your portfolio here. You're an artist, radio personality, TV personality. Everything.
I mean, fucking major. And now, can I be honest? I'm not being a dick. I got major podcasters that are wanting me to do their show now.
Fuck yeah.
I had two pretty impressive ones since Danny Jones's Concrete. I've had two people reach out. Both in the 150 to 300,000 follower range.
Nice.
Wanting to do.
Can you text me who they are?
No, because one of them specifically
said, don't tell Anna. Tell Anna. Yeah,
no, didn't say
that cunt.
No, it didn't say you. Just say, I would prefer you not speak at all.
On the podcast?
About potentially being on the podcast until we've agreed that you're going to do it.
I see.
Some of these podcasters are kind of weird.
Yeah, Joe Rogan.
So anyway, listen, I know I can be on Rogan, but I know that I probably can't be on Rogan a lot.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm not that interesting or whatever, but I got one Rogan in me. I know Joe will let me do it once, just as the respect that he probably has for me as a broadcaster.
Have you reached out to him at all?
Uh-uh. And the time that I do reach out, Blitz, I'm going to be like, I'd like to do the show because my new documentary is coming out and I want to promote it.
Because I would almost do like a reaching out somewhere around now and just say, hey, look, I don't want to be on the podcast right now. Maybe in the future, but right now, no. Like, just, you know, checking in. We haven't talked in a while. How you doing?
I don't know how to get a hold of him.
Oh.
So anyway, I am working on this documentary. It's really shaping up nice. I had, you guys have seen some of the sizzle of it. I've showed that around. I've gotten an update since, made some changes, and I think it's going to be pretty cool.
Hell yeah.
And now I'm on that, I'm kind of in that playing, you know, six or seven major distribution of streaming companies are looking at it. And I think that there's three that are really interested, and of which of the three, two are big players in the space. All three are pretty big players. Two are huge players. Now, so where I'm at on that is, Blitz, we have to wait to see if one of these three like it, because these companies are so big that they'll come in and redo it.
Sure.
Like, they're like, hey, you know what? That looks great, but we're sending our whole fucking team of like 18 people to Tampa for a month, and we're going to do it our way because mm-hmm. that's how we do it. So we don't want to get too far into this, because if who we think is going to pick it up picks it up,
the whole thing will get reshot.
We're going to reshoot it.
Yeah.
So we're just trying to give them enough to, you know, to commit. And if they all say no, then we'll finish it ourselves. So the one thing I didn't get into my 4 days at all. We waded through Blitzes and Anna's, and I think we got, like, I didn't short space you guys. We completely.
No,
I mean,
we got
like,
through every day.
Got through it.
And I took a bunch of video too, and I'll put it together, and we'll have a little video. Of
perfect.
The mountains.
That's the game. We gotta continue to play that game.
Mm-hmm.
We got to continue to play, you know, it's like we got to become, we almost have to be more digital than we are other.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's just where it's at. So Thursday, I did the show. Then I immediately after the show went and picked up the cream machine with Rick. And then I got my notes here.
Took us to the airport.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's I can't read my writing. Went and got my cream machine. It says airport, but I forgot. Yeah. Airport. And then I had a nice little dinner at Tate's. Me and the crick just went to Tate's.
Nice.
Just
and
hung
what'd you, and what'd you have there? Because I asked you before, and you
pizza
said...
Pizza and wings.
I had one slice of the Big Daddy pizza, six wings... And then he brought out like this little chicken parm deal for me.
Oh, okay.
Debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with Debt is your lifeline. Done with Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently. Without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done With Debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com. Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Where they slow you down and completely screw with you, Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month, all plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Friday, let me see. Friday, I had a 10 a.m. Podcast with a UK out of the UK. Blitz, look at this new app. Did I tell you about this new app that all these podcasters are using?
Nope.
Called Riverside?
No.
Look at riverside.fm. And that was the app that I was on. And it might be something that we could potentially use. Of course, you'll hate it. It's stupid. It was invented in 1950. You hate, I mean, you know. Blitz, if I ever do turn you on to something that you didn't know about or think is cool, would you ever really admit it?
Sure.
Okay. So I did a big podcast out of the UK, and it was all about catfishing.
Oh, and, you did that one. That lady, no, that lady got a hold of you?
Yeah. And it was about Janessa Brazil.
Yeah, well, I know.
And Janessa Brazil. Well, now, what do you mean you know?
She reached out to...
Yes, yeah, she's on LinkedIn.
Oh, my God. This lady.
I got to tell you, man.
I got it from a guy.
It was a pretty... If you looked into the company that she represents, wow.
Well...
I mean, what do you mean, wow?
She... Yeah. She says she's from one company, but...
Whatever. What? Anna, can you feel that, like, everything I talk about Lummy is knows. Just the shits?
No, Lummy knows.
Yeah, she was hitting everyone up on social media.
So, yeah, bad.
So, who cares?
I got it from a guy.
She got me. And I did it at 10 a.m. on my Friday.
Nice. Was it good?
I traipsed my ass in here to the studio. Yes, it was good.
Awesome.
Then I went over to Glenn's Wheels. Like, my Friday that I had off was more busy than when I work.
Sure. That's usually how it goes.
So then I went over and picked up my wheels, which, have you guys seen the wheels on my Benz?
No, I have not.
No.
Oh, my God.
Becky. Do you have spinning rims?
No. They took Tom Bean's wheels that he had curbed a bunch. Remember I told you about that place, Blitz, that can fix curbed wheels?
Yeah.
Jay's guy, right?
It's called, Glenn's Wheels. And, oh, my God, you should see... Let me see if I'm gonna send you guys an all text here.
Yeah, I have not seen it.
Let me make sure I got all four people.
And you did like you're doing like white with black trim or something?
Yeah, so I'm like, I lay it all out and they're like, man, it's pretty aggressive. you know, Jay said that you should probably just, I'm like, listen, I had a Jaguar one time that had white wheels, and it fucking, if it pops, it makes a white car fucking pop. As long as you keep them clean, it makes a white a car pop. It really does. It's kind of hard to, you know, to vision. Here, I'm going to send you a picture, Blitz.
Okay.
Of it. And I sent everybody a picture of it. Maybe Anna will be able to. But it looks good. Let me know when you get it. It looks good. Remember, it had those aluminum ones that had been curbed a few times. This is at Glenn's Wheels. So I do the 10 a.m. podcast, and then I go over to Glenn's, which is in Drew Park, and pick up my Mercedes.
It looks really good.
Is that not bad as hell?
Yes.
Blitz, what do you think?
I have not got it yet.
Me neither.
What the fuck?
Well, we got iPhones, Bubba.
Oh.
I do too.
So does Anna.
Oh.
I sent it to three people.
I'm but sure.
I got it.
Anna, Lummy, and Blitz. Anna, how can your shit be that slow?
Are you mad at me?
Yeah, I'm mad at you, bitch. Michael Henderson, $10. And Robert Royal, 20, both on the Cash App.
Don't forget the Venmo. Got a big one.
And my Venmo, not only do I got Neil Mount Pleasure, 25, Concrete Podcast was great. David Figueroa, 20, which is Dan's Bloomin' Onion Maker.
Yep.
But my boy, Don, which is better known as Hierarchy.
Henstar.
Oh, is that Henstar?
That's Henstar.
Yeah, Henstar.
Oh,
yeah.
100.
Woo!
Hell yeah.
Now, did you
see the icon that it's coming in, but it's still downloading.
God, you guys are fucking ridiculous. I'm going to show the screen.
I still haven't gotten anything.
Anna, are you serious? Lummy, you got your shit, don't you?
Yes, sir. It looks good.
There it is. Look.
Oh, hold on. I got it.
Now, Blitz, don't be Johnny fucking negative, because that's the way you are. Looks fucking badass. And wait till Blitz looks at it, analyzes it at 14 different ways, thinks of 16 different.
Oh no, looks good. Because I couldn't see what part was black, but I do now. Mm-hmm. I zoomed in.
Yeah. They
that's nice.
They blacked the back parting of it.
Gotcha. So it's not all silver and stuff.
Yeah. So I picked up that you know my 10 a.m. podcast lasted about an hour and a half. Had to be at Glenn's Wheels by noon, but then Lummy, I had to be in Seminole by 1 o'clock for my concrete.
Oh.
Did my concrete for 3 hours.
How was the studio there?
On camera, it looks great, but it's just a little room.
It's pretty small.
Did you take any pictures of the studio itself?
No, I should have. But I think I'm going to be doing the show again, and next time I do it, Blitz, maybe you can go with me.
Okay.
And Danny's coming on the 18th or the 19th.
Yeah, the Thursday, you said.
Then I had dinner with friends at Longhorn.
Nice.
I'm trying to do more stuff like that.
Good. I think that's good for you.
You know, dinner, like
just for anyone, actually.
Dinner with friends, just, you know.
Yeah. Big group, small group?
Small group. And had a just a fucking unbelievable Friday. And then, let me see. Saturday, I think the only thing I did on Saturday is I went to the post office and dropped off a bunch of shit. Then Sunday, Mother's Day at TPC Country
Club.
Yeah,
I got those pictures. You guys look great.
Perfect. Then went over to, and let me see. Then Monday, I blitzed because the guys at Glenn's Wheel Place, they all listen to this show. They all got the apps. They're all Big Bubba Army from back in the day. So I called up Tom Bean and said, hey, Tom Bean, can I get like 8 pizzas and 40 wings to cater in Iceland? So I told the boys, I'll be back Monday at 11:30. So I catered lunch for the boys over at Glenn's Wheels.
Nice.
They fucking loved it.
Nice.
You know, brought some gummies and some cool shit. Had the whole entire fucking place fucked up. I mean, seriously, they were junked. And it was Monday. I mean, you would think that usually you get junked on a Friday, right?
Yeah.
These fuckers were junked. Oh, it was great.
Got no work done that day.
No. Then I came back to the studio and got on my e-bike.
Mm-hmm.
Did probably about 11 miles Monday on my e-bike, Blitz, because I was flipping over to 3 to 4 to 5, and I was just juicing the battery right down to fucking zero. And then
you dropped off the Crown Vic at the airport.
Dropped, and then I tried to time it so that I could drop off the Crown Vic at the airport.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
And boom, went home and passed the fuck out. Timed it so that literally I passed out the minute I walked in my house.
Yeah.
Boom. I just threw my paper away because that's all I did.
Mm. Now, have you? I know that you said you're not going to probably go to Reno anytime soon. Have you planned any other vacations?
Well, I'm thinking about maybe going to Indiana in June.
Oh yeah, fun.
But I don't know. But if I get off, you get off. Like that's the new way.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
We start planning now because airplane flights are cheaper the farther out you can get them.
Okay, perfect. I'll get you something. Okay.
Yeah. You gonna like go to the cabin or the condo anytime
soon? Yeah, I just gotta really sit down and I gotta get a hold of Tom. Well, first of all, the cabin's available anytime you want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get a hold of Tom to see what the availability of the motherfucking condo is.
Right. Yeah. Now's the time.
And we gotta go to Charleston.
Yeah, we do.
And we gotta go to Charleston. And now hold on. So Tara makes this announcement at Mother's Day that she and Tarek, her husband, and mom and Jeff are flying first class to San Diego so that they can play this, is it Torrey Pines?
Yeah, yes. Torrey Pines, yeah. Golf course.
Yeah, like, and so Tara was just in San Diego, and she loves that city.
It's like, fucking awesome.
Absolutely. So she's trying to talk me into.
You never been to San Diego?
Yes, I've been twice, but it was just
brief.
It was part of like when I was on KIOZ. Out there, I was on. Did you know I was on? When they turned KIOZ on, they just simulcasted the Power Pig for the first year. Did you know that?
I did not.
They did, and I was afternoon. So the shit I was doing at Night Blitz was afternoon drive in San Diego, and I was on fucking. I was like,
what
year
is this?
This would have been like, look it up, Blitz.
Like 93, 94.
I would have been a little young.
Yeah.
Six.
I was like, Blitz, I was like number two in the market, 12 plus, and had never been there. Just playing my, you know, my show on afternoon drive. Because, you know, they're 3 hours behind us. So my show was like.
Do you know what station it was on? Or
KIOZ.
I know, but do you know like the.
I think it might have been 93.3 too, I think.
Okay.
Blitz, look at, you know, J-Core. Clear Channel buys San Diego KIOZ and simulcasts the Power Pick. I know that it was in allaccess.com and all that kind of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be able to tell you the frequency and the year. So I went for an appearance, which was packed. A lot of hot women in San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
And then I went to the Super Bowl 1 year. But I was just on Radio Row, and I saw how fucking much of a job it was, and I got the fuck out of there. I quit. I told 98 Rock, I ain't fucking doing this. So Tara wants me to go. She's like, I'll pay for your room, and we'll fly first class. But I'm like, well, what the fuck? Jeff and Tarek are going to golf.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do?
There's
shopping
hiking.
With the girls.
Bubba, there's hiking, there's kayaking, you can hike at La Jolla Cove.
Hold on, let's go through the things I like. Hold on, what'd you say?
Hiking. You can hike up Torrey Hill, Torrey Pines. I've done it many times. It's beautiful.
You could go hang gliding at Torrey Pines.
You can go kayaking at La Jolla Cove.
I want to go
paragliding.
If I go kayaking, my first kayaking experience isn't with one of the two following individuals, I'll either get shot or have my ass beat. Blitz and or Ty J. Armstrong. If I kayak, my kayaking cherry is broken by anybody else other than those two, I'm dead. So my kayaking is going to probably be with Blitz or Ty J.
Yeah,
period.
It probably shouldn't be the Pacific Ocean the first time either.
There's right. Also a lot of marathon running around that time. Biking, non-electric. Let's see, surfing.
There's an aquarium there.
The only thing that I might want to really do is I heard that San Diego had an amazing zoo, and I like going to the zoo.
It's all right.
I've been to the zoo.
Wild
Animal Park was the best. I don't know what it's called anymore, but that was cool. I used to feed the birds. Okay.
So I told Tara, I go, Tara, My vacation, my time off involves getting some sleep and organizing shit at the studio and being in San Diego in a hotel room that's got a balcony flying out to first class seems like a bunch of waste of money for
you me. You can drive to Tijuana.
Yes. Oh, you like eating. I know that for this I know. You should go to Little Italy. There's a whole row of just amazing Italian restaurants.
I spent $500.
Shut up.
Anna, I'm trying to eat.
We're trying to get him to go there.
I'm trying to eat more responsible.
And well, you need energy.
I ain't going.
You need energy for all the hiking you're not going
to
do.
I'd rather go to Indiana and...
Indiana, go to freaking
You've already
San
been
Diego.
To Indiana.
I like to vacation in Indiana.
Said Bubba, no one
would,
ever. That's
Bubba,
a quote. No
you
one has
would
said
love
ever.
Tijuana, by the way. You can go to Donkey Bars.
Bubba,
there's casinos.
Bubba. Hold on. There's all kinds of good pills you can buy over the counter there.
Nope,
the prescription.
Not,
oh,
not Tijuana.
Anymore, oh, yeah,
100%. Not anymore.
Dispensaries.
They have really ratcheted it down. I just know somebody, I literally know one of my friends 2 weeks ago that tried, and what you used to be able to buy pre-COVID is, like, you used to be able to get Xannies, you used to be able to get Perks, you used to be able to get Vicks, you used to be able to get, they have ratcheted all the fuck down.
Oh.
Well, where do they go? Like, do they go to the tourist ones?
I was going to say, I know someone that went there about 2 or 3 months, and they got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, well, I know somebody who went about
2 weeks ago.
Yeah. And the Xannies they used to get, and the Perkies they used to get, and the other, and the fucking Dum Dums. Nope.
Yeah, the guy that I know didn't try to get Perks. I think he got Xannies, a couple of the benzos, and
I ain't flying to fucking San Diego so that I can go across the street and get some fucking Xannies and dick pills. I got doctors that write me those scripts right here above board.
There you go.
Well, then you can go watch the donkey show in Tijuana.
I don't want to watch a girl.
Or college co-eds in Pacific Beach.
I don't want to. I don't
want to. Why? You like college girls.
I don't want to fucking be on an airplane for 5 hours.
First class.
No.
First class.
That's a good point.
Up in the sky.
So I'm going to tell Tara I ain't going.
You're so...
I'm going to go to Indiana.
I'm going to Indiana.
Gross.
I'll either go in November when Tara goes to San Diego. I'll either A, see if the condo's available, which it probably ain't. B, the cabin will be available.
In November.
This is November?
November.
That'd be perfect.
Beautiful.
Because I'm going on I don't know for sure, but bachelorette party.
Mm. Well, you're not invited to my condo party.
No, bachelorette, I said.
No.
Do you hear me?
Yeah. Jake Hudson's Bubba's 62 Open Tabs. Go Shuck Yourself. Thomas Ewert, Mark Gnick, and Mary Barclono. All some stars in our pockets. Let me making them jingle.
Jingle.
So Blitz, I will get with you and roll out some dates.
Okay, great.
Potential dates.
Oh, I love putting things in the calendar. So fun.
I know.
So what else do we have for May?
Well, we got Memorial Day off.
Yes, the Monday, the 30th.
Right.
Okay.
Right now, nothing is scheduled off for June, but I'm working on that.
Okay.
I'm working on that. Maybe a day in June. Maybe.
Okay.
Definitely. We're taking the 1st of July off and the 4th of July off. So
that's going to be a 4-day?
That's a Friday, Monday off. Yes. July 4th is actually on Monday.
It is, yes, I see that.
So we're going to take that off. We might take off the 5th, too.
Holy shit.
But I don't want to fucking hear when I need an extra flapping gaps or I need a fucking this or that. If we're getting that much time off.
No.
Okay, so we got a July vacation plan.
I got it in the calendar.
Yep. Well, Blitz.
1, 4, 5.
I don't know about 5 yet. Just
okay, 1 through 4, though.
1 and 4 are locked. I don't know about 5. I just don't quite know. August, there is nothing. September is Labor Day, and so we'll do a Friday, Monday there, too. So that's the 2nd and 5th off. Friday the 2nd, Monday the 5th. Well, so far, Blitz, I mean, that's two
That's amazing.
That's two of those.
Mm-hmm. 2 4-days.
And that even involves, like, that truly, honestly did give you enough time to go to fairly far away and have a pretty good vacation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, like, you had three solid...
full days.
Three solid...
and two travel days, yep.
Right.
It was,
yeah, that was
freaking awesome.
Yeah, that was nice.
October, nothing on the books, but I am going to Indiana. I got to find out when Warsaw's homecoming is. So there'll be a Friday, Monday in October.
We don't get Diwali off?
No.
Damn it.
And then Thanksgiving, we'll get the standard Thursday and Friday off. And if it's, and if we're hitting our numbers and we're ahead, mm-hmm. we might have more time off, but definitely 24 and 25, the Friday.
So Thanksgiving and then also Native American Heritage Day.
Sure.
Thank you.
And then December on the books, I got Terrestrial last show of the year, the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got the 22 and 23 off, the 22, 23, and the 26th. So that's a Thursday, Friday, Monday off on that week.
Okay.
They basically just work the 19th, 20, and 21, and those could be even different hour days. Like we could do middays or some bullshit or mornings. But they'll probably blitz after the 16th. We're working Monday the 19th, Tuesday the 20th, Wednesday the 21st, Tuesday the 27th, and Wednesday the 28th. That's it.
Okay.
Out of those 5 shows, I can promise you that they will not be mornings. We will not be doing mornings. I'm thinking more like 11 to 2. To be honest with you. And then we get back on the air Monday the 2nd. So I do got some days to fill in. But I mean, that's
awesome.
About, honest to God, that's about 4 weeks, almost 5 weeks paid vacation.
Thank you. That's incredible.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem. That's all I got. And I got to go give blood. And I said 11:20 hard out, didn't I not?
Yes, you did.
And it's 11:21.
And we're hard.
And I am. I did get hard a little earlier today.
Over what?
I don't know. Like towards the end of the show, I got hard.
Really?
Yeah.
What were you talking about?
I don't even know. I just got hard. Hmm. Real hard. And I was like, man, I can't touch it.
Was it that bodybuilder guy?
No.
Oh, man.
Why do you got to put that on me?
What? He's hot.
No, it wasn't the bodybuilder guy.
Sorry.
She really knows how to just fuck shit up, doesn't
yeah.
she?
Mm-hmm.
Sure does.
What a fucking bitch.
Hate her.
I do too.
Yeah, me
too. I stick up for you so fucking much. I am so there for you. You don't even know. Like when I'm on the fucking Concrete podcast.
I know, and I really appreciate
like,
that.
Like, bitch, you don't understand. Like, I put you the fuck over.
I know. I actually screen recorded it and sent it to my dad.
You got to gay me out like that. Now, listen, there's no problem.
We talk
with
about your boyfriends all the time.
But I don't get hard on bodybuilders.
Okay,
like, take that back,
bitch. I take that back.
Hey, I've got good news. I just got a reply from OnlyFans.
What's it say?
Brad is going to ping the compliance team once again, and we might get a reply.
As to why we fucked you up.
For 3 months.
So insane.
YouTube, we're at 45,081. Ooh. Wouldn't it just be cool as fuck if we could hit 50?
Yeah.
50, man.
Mm-hmm.
50's the number.
Is that 22, I see? 22,000 views?
No, you don't need me looking at shit.
Oh.
Oh, you're talking about my
Concrete
screen.
I can't see.
I'm so sorry. I thought you were looking at something else.
No.
Danny Jones says that, and he's taking the Bubba Army factor into it. He kind of knows, you know, the Heather Wizzes and the Iggies and some of the people that have been participating in the comment section. But he's like, people that have that are Concrete fans really liked you. Like, a lot.
Why is he surprised at that?
He's not. I am.
Oh, okay.
I am.
Why? I mean, kind of honestly, why are you surprised at that?
Because I don't know.
Stop doubting yourself.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm thinking I'm kind of a fucking pimp.
You are.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Person I've seen on there, and I've watched quite a few of them.
No, what now?
You're the most charismatic person I've seen on there, and I've seen quite a few.
Hogan fucking his wife, and then Bubba tried to sell it,
and do them dirty. There's truth to that. I did let him fuck my wife.
See, Blitz, you got, I mean, you can't get away from that factor.
Mm-hmm.
And my documentary isn't all about, hey, I'm a fucking good guy here, and I didn't have anything to do with this. No, I had some shit to do with it. But I didn't shake nobody down, and I was never going to show anybody. It was never meant for anybody else's eyes.
And my home surveillance system got captivated it, as it captivates everything. That's my only dabbling in the whole thing.
People are calling me Santa Claus, fuckers.
The sequence of events that happened thereafter will absolutely blow people's fucking minds when they find out how this all went down. Now, I'm not trying to say, oh, listen, I'm innocent.
Man, my shoulders are even kind of popping.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Trap action.
Yep. I like your shirt, too.
Let my best friend fuck my hot wife. I did. My best friend was in a...
Which, that's not... I mean, if everyone's willing, and there's nothing wrong with
there
that.
There was three willing participants, right. And really, at the end of the day...
By the way, go watch. This is a really good... It kind of puts me on the other side of the mic where I'm being interviewed, although I take over all interviews at all times. But... I'm not having a, I'm kind of telling stories and answering questions. It's a little bit different dynamic than what you're probably used to. And it's on YouTube, it's called Concrete, spelled with a K. And Anna actually has become a fan of the guy and a lot of his guests. Here's a little excerpt of what was released on Monday.
Had an employee of mine not steal my surveillance.
My fuck tape.
Only three people to this day would still know about that event. And my life wouldn't have been ruined. My ex-wife wouldn't be considered a whore. And Hogan wouldn't have $141 million in his pocket. So, I mean, joke's on me, motherfucker.
Blitz, I think I should open the documentary.
Hell yeah.
Don't you think?
Yep.
I mean, he really got all that money?
No, he didn't. He got, in my opinion, between now
and I've gotten some pretty good intel.
Don't forget, there were two lawsuits. There was Hogan versus Gawker, and then the lawsuit that nobody knows about, Hogan versus Cox.
Oh, okay.
And Blitz, that's the problem. That thing never went to trial. Had that gone to trial, woo, daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Man, there's some juicy shit in there. That's available. You can go search that lawsuit on the Pinellas County Court System. Just type in Cox versus Hogan.
All of this was aggregated through Cox Media. That lawsuit settled. That's the story I'm going to tell. Oh. I'm going to tell that story. Everybody knows Hogan versus Gawker and how that worked out. But if you were to go and ask that, people say, well, people don't realize is that my best friend, Hulk Hogan, lived with me at his lowest point of his life in 2007. He was suicidal. I had to take a gun away from him at one time. He was going to.
Yeah, he never called Muhammad Ali's daughter. I'm the one. By the way, it was a gun that I gifted him too, so I didn't want to off himself with a gun that I give him.
Right.
I'm the one that pulled the gun. I'm like, Terry, stop. I'm taking.
Here,
this
use a throwdown. Give me the one that's in my name.
Kill himself. And we.
So anyway, go get this concrete. Go subscribe to it. Get that guy up to a half million. Anna, he says he wants to have me on again in a few months. I think I should do all of that shit. I think I should look at these podcasters that have reached out to me recently. And Blitz, if they have double or triple the amount of people I got.
Absolutely.
Then I think it's advantage.
Yeah, if they're a real podcast, for sure. And just then, don't love the ones that the guys have, 14 people.
No, the one. Okay,
invite them on this show, obviously.
I've reached out. There's been four that reached out. Two were, 1,200.
Yeah, I mean, I get people that ask every now and then, but they're...
One podcast had 152,000 subscribers.
That's worth it.
And the other one was, 282,000.
Definitely worth
subscribers.
It.
Subscribers. I'm doing both. Well, I'm trying to schedule them. These guys have weird hours, these podcasters.
Would it be in person, or can you, Zoom Willie it?
Both are Zoom. Or this Riverside FM. Blitz, did you look into it?
Yeah.
What'd you think about it?
Looks good.
I mean, I think it's something maybe we could use.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
Good luck, Bubba.
No, good luck. with. I'm just getting my blood drawn.
Yeah, Lummy, you got to go get your teeth all fucking drilled, Lummy. And they're going to stick a big needle in your jaw.
Gauge.
Lummy, buddy.
In your fucking face.
Yeah, they're going to numb you all up and just fucking saw away.
They're going to numb your brain.
Shut up. Everybody should fuck up. Lummy, do ask for a couple pain pills.
Oh, trust me, I'm going to. They asked for my pharmacy.
Like, hey, I kind of hurt. It
really hurts.
Well, yeah, but like, you know, it kind of hurts. You know, can I get like something to maybe dull the pain a little bit?
Then I'll share the wealth.
And then don't act like you know a lot about pain pills. But right. don't let them job
but
you
say,
either.
But say you got to say something like, you know, well, last time, you know, I had this done. You know, the ones they gave me, I had to like take two or three at a time to do anything. And then they'll give you 7.5s.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Blitz will tell you. Blitz will rehearse with what you need to say.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I'll have notes in for him.
And then you bring them right to me in Blitz. If you want to
don't bring out your notes when you talk to them, though.
And then Lummy. Lummy.
Memorize it first.
And then Lummy, if you you can't have any of them. You have to bring. I'll trade you. I know the shit you like. I'll trade you.
Yeah, I'll trade you, too.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Perfect.
We'll do radio tradio.
Tradio.
Pills.
Yeah.
I'm out of here. We'll see you tomorrow, 6 a.m. See you later.